The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and that distinguished author and globetrotter, Bob Hope. But here's Bing Crosby with a tune they're singing all over the United Nations from Brooklyn to Bombay.
There's a troop ship just leaving Bombay, bound for the blimy shore, heavily laden with time-expired men, bound for the land they adore. There's many a bloke who has just missed the boat, there's many a lad signing on, but there'll be no promotion this side of the ocean, so cheer up, my lads, bless them all. Bless them all, bless them all, the long and the short and the tall. Bless all the sergeants, the top kickers too. Bless all the corporals, and above all, bless you, for we're saying goodbye to them all. As up the gangway we crawl, no ice cream and cookies for stout-hearted rookies, so cheer up, me lads, bless them all.
They say that in camp you can have a swell time. We've heard it all before.
5 in the morning and you're kicked out of bed to scrub up the barracks room floor.
A private has really no privacy now. We're all behind the 8-ball. No ice cream and cookies for flat-footed rookies. So cheer up, my lads, bless them all.
Bless them all.
Bless them all. Bless them all. Bless them all. Bless them all.
The boys who have answered the call. Just to remind them they're on the right track. Stand right behind them and back that attack. That's the least you can do after all. For those who must carry the ball. So keep buying war bonds, buy more and more war bonds. That's how to say bless them all.
Privates and generals, big and small. That's how to say bless them all.
With huge quotas to be filled on the 5th war loan, let's not lose any time getting it on the line for those infantrymen on the beaches. And today, June 15th, being Infantry Day, what better way to salute the indomitable spirit of those men who take land and hold it by standing on it than by buying more and more war bonds? You can dig the extra dough by buying less of everything that you think you need. Now's the time to conserve and to stay on the job. You can do that by keeping physically fit. Exercise amply. Eat sparingly. Keep yourself in good shape. You hear that, John Scott?
I think you're right, Bing. I'm going to join a gym this very evening.
So fast?
The grass don't grow under my feet.
Too shady.
Should be like me, Mr. Trotter. When I was in grammar school, I can lick any kids my age.
Do you have many fights, Yuki?
No, all the kids my age were in high school.
So much for biographical data on Yuki. We turn now to the charioteers, and milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't use that jam on my milk diet. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing shift all night, turning out my quota. All right, now I'm beat right down to the sod, and I got to dig myself some nod. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Oh, well, the noise of the riveter now, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers got a lot behind it. Now I can't keep punching with that groove, and you're making me punching with that
bottle move.
I gotta give them all out if I'm gonna give it, and I gotta get some shut-eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out, but with that milk mirage, it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage.
Milkman, stop that greedy riot. Cut out if you can lullaby it. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Been talking out of fat tank all day, working
working on a bomber.
Okay, boy, you blast my wig with those clinks. And I got to get my 40 wings. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Keep quiet! Keep quiet!
Thus, the Charioteers, before turning to a new tune from the picture Going My Way, we turn to a likely lad who prefers to have us go his way.
Salad days are here again. Of course, you serve salads all year round for good nutrition, but when hot weather sets in, nothing tastes better than a cool, crisp salad topped with lots of Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip is the salad dressing millions prefer, the dressing with a lively, different flavor that comes from an exclusive Kraft recipe. Actually, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of zesty boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. And with that just-right flavor is a marvelous smoothness of texture from a special patented beater. Your family will enjoy this famous Kraft dressing. They'll agree that salads taste better with Miracle Whip. So get some tomorrow and top off your salads with the most popular dressing made. Miracle Whip salad dressing is the name. It's America's favorite.
Whispering your name, and the day after forever, I know I'll do the same. May time or winter, I won't let you out of sight, and the day after forever, we'll talk about tonight. Your laughter is a melody that I plays upon my heartstring. It's my favorite song. All through a lifetime, I'll be loving you, and then after forever, I'll just begin again. I'll be loving you, and then on the day after forever, I'll just begin again.
March marches back. 1928, World Athletes Parade as Olympic Games open in Amsterdam and thousands gaze in frank admiration. Here at home, women's skirts climb to a new high as millions gaze in frank admiration. 1928, and as America enjoys its House of Cards prosperity, many a young man who's just bought a new car can be heard whispering to his sweetheart,
"I'm sorry we got stuck so far from home, honey."
"Oh, that's all right, Harry. It gives us a chance to get to know each other a little bit better."
Yeah, I guess it did.
"Wouldn't it be wonderful if you didn't have to push a car when it ran out of gas?"
"Yeah, I was thinking, imagine me really running out."
"Are you sure it's only a mile more to push?"
"Positive. It's all uphill, too."
"Well, how about a little rest, huh?"
"Okay, climb in the car. You steer a while and I'll push."
"Honestly, Harry, my feet are just on fire from pushing."
"Well, why don't you cut holes in the front of your shoes for ventilation?"
"Oh, now, wouldn't a girl look silly walking around with holes cut in the front of her shoes?"
"Yeah." "Well, if you want to cool your tootsies, how about wading in that brook over there? Come on, I'll beat you."
"Harry, wait for me."
"Come on in. Come on, this wading's great. Makes your feet feel fine and cool."
"Well, they'd even feel cool if you took off your shoes and socks."
"I can't."
"Why not?"
"No socks."
"Oh, Harry, you're so silly. But like it says in that song, I'll get by as long as I have you.
Oh, give me a June night, the moonlight and you.
You tell me a dream, I'll tell you mine.
We stroll the lane together.
Laugh at the rain together.
Sang love's refrain together.
And we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cry together.
Cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory, we always will be together.
Happy news for you. Bob Hope is leaving the country. Lacking the temerity to linger longer on the North American continent while Paramount's forthcoming bitter pill, The Road to Utopia, is flashed before an irate nation, Hope is for the nonce wound up the 30-minute dozer with which he lulls people into polishing their pearly whites, and is again planning to make life in the remoter battle stations ruggeder by bombarding the defenders of our way of life with his way of living. If you can call his anecdotes and conundrums living. All that will remain of Hope for us here at home will be a modest little 60,000-word treatise on Bob Hope, by Bob Hope, and called I Never Left Home.
That's it.
This, I'm told, hits the stands this very day. Right, Rob?
Yes, by now thousands of my public have a copy of my book in their hands.
What a spot for a soap commercial. Sneer at me.
Who needs soap? The book will clean up. Simon and Schuster, my publishers, were advertising me as a second Hemingway.
Who made them stop?
The first Hemingway.
Well, now, at the risk of flattering you, Flab, I must confess I've heard... I have heard
yes,
folks...
Yes, Drab.
Folks have been saying that this tiresome tome of yours does contribute something to the war effort.
Yeah, what did you hear it contributed most to?
The waste paper drive.
Well, it may surprise you to know, Blub, but that there's been... There's been talk of making my book, I Never Left Home, a book of the month.
Written by the hook of the month.
Don't be the schnook of the month. My book's going to be a bestseller.
I know. I have three in my cellar already.
Yeah.
Waiting for the winter fire.
You still living down there? Don't. Let's not be jealous, Earborn. There is every chance my book will be made into a motion picture starring me.
Oh, this will deal the cinema a fatal blow. What class of people were you catering to when you penned this pitiful pamphlet,
Well, it was written to appeal to all classes, Dad, from the ultra-intelligent...
Just a minute. What are you doing?
It was written to appeal to all people, from the ultra-intelligent right down to you.
Mm-hmm. You really think I'll enjoy it?
On second thought, no, it doesn't give track odds. But you might... You might enjoy it. There's really nothing in it a baby couldn't understand.
Oh, I see. You're catering to the carriage trade?
Is that bad? At your place alone, I could sell out a whole edition.
Say, tell me, Beaky. Whatever gave you the idea you were the literary type?
Huh? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Creaky. What gave you the idea I'm not?
Well, look how you dress.
At least when I'm finished dressing, I'm not afraid to look.
That is precisely what I mean. You're conventional. You have no flair, no imagination.
Mm-hmm.
A man of your literary caliber should carry a cane.
Okay, I'll borrow yours. Or is one of your horses using it right?
Which cane would you like? You see, you know not of the ways of the literati. If I were an author, now I'd wear a flowing tie.
Oh, you couldn't handle a tie.
Pourquoi?
Come again?
Pourquoi?
Pourquoi? Oh, you'll have to clean that up. There's people listening. I'll be back. I want to look that up. No, but I mean, you couldn't handle a tie because with ties you have to wear shirts, too.
What do you call this?
I don't know, but it's the first time I ever saw a bull turret with a slip cover.
Now, look, ease off of my... Will you, slouch pouch?
Don't call me names, Hydrant Head. You know, you ought to be... You know, you ought to be ashamed to be seen in that wardrobe of yours. You know, you're supposed to wear your underwear on the inside.
It may interest you to know, Shoeface, that these... are my Sunday go-to-meeting clothes.
Who are you meeting, Tugboat Annie?
Pardon me, gentlemen, but could I get in here edgewise?
Oh, cute trick, John, for a guy without any edges.
I just would like to shake the hand of a brother author. I, too, am writing a book about myself.
How many volumes?
I don't know yet, Bob. I need expert advice. I have the beginning and the end, but I'm worried about my middle.
If I had a middle like yours, I'd worry too, John. You could use a bulldozer there. You could.
Can I squeeze in here, gentlemen?
Squeeze in, but remember, we're no gentlemen. You still on the show? How do you feel not being in contact with the outside world? How do you feel? That's you, Max. Sweet. That's my cue. That's all I'm going to say. You can go on. All right.
Does your book tell you all about your trip to Africa, Bob?
I'll tell you. It just tell all. Tell all. I'm not the only one that's going to read it, Max. The Does your book tell all?
Yeah, well, does it?
Thank you. Everything, Max.
I think you upset him a little chemically, Max.
There's even a... Thank you. There's even a... Do I get money, too? There's even a...
Drop that lady.
Check with John Connie right away. There's even a special chapter for tab ears. Say, how about how I dated one of those cute little Arabian babes?
Well, where did you take her?
No place. We just stayed home.
The kid saves plenty of money that way.
Yeah, she was broke anyway.
Well, that doesn't sound very exciting, just staying home.
Well, in the first place, it's different the way I do it. And in the second place, she lived in a harem.
A harem?
Yeah, that's a floor show with a husband. What a life. Too bad Papa here is not up to that kind of living.
Oh, are you suggesting that I'm past my prime? Why, my poor bloated boy, just a few years ago, a very few short years ago, I was a small boy in baggy rompers.
Well, you're a big boy now. Why don't you take them off?
I'm told that you omitted from your boring little brochure all mention of the sordid commercial tricks that you resorted to.
Well,
that snide way you had of garnering a few shekels.
Well, what was wrong with it? It was business.
Nice business, running out every time you heard the siren to sell the Arabs tickets to the air raid shelter. Nice.
Well, it was legit. I was showing Let's Face It inside.
That's just like going from ice cream to chopped liver.
Yeah.
Tell us, what else caught your vagrant interest in on the dark continent, Plow Prowl? I have a few laid by, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, slag bag. I found the mummies over there very interesting, mummies.
Did you date any of them?
No, I didn't care to cut in on your generation, but they're... But they're really amazing, those mummies. Just imagine, people dead over 2,000 years preserved by just being wrapped up.
Same as the Hope.
Who unwrapped it?
Wait a minute, I'm not a mummy.
No, let me see your birth certificate.
Now, look, I was just going to ask you, did you write your book with a pencil or a typewriter?
Well, like Shakespeare and many other really great writers, Yuki, I used a quill.
Oh, yeah? Well, where'd you get enough quills to write a whole book?
I went over to Crosby's yard and picked up stork feathers.
Oh.
File that boy under you, straight man.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Crosby, Bob. How'd you happen to make the princess and the pirate at Samuel Goldwyn's without Bing?
Well, Cart, they just found someone they thought would make a better princess. I'm a pirate, of course.
Well, of course. I heard what Goldwyn's paying you. You're a thief.
Nice thing to say after I did try to get you some part-time work as technical advisor on the character of Captain Kidd. Why didn't you take it?
What do I know about pirate captain?
Nothing, but you know plenty about kids.
Which reminds me, I'm glad you brought that up. Happy thought. Sunday, I hit the jackpot.
How, Bing?
Father's Day.
Father's Day?
Yeah. Well,
isn't that wonderful, Father's Day? What do you think you'll get from Sinatra?
Oh! As we say up in Alaska among the Eskimos on the road to Utopia, Rob, put it there, pal. I don't care where I'm going, just as long as I'm with you.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
You know, I saw Let's Face It.
Yeah, and I saw Dixie, too.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
Alaska's full of wolves, but you should make them laughing stocks. The girls are fond of blubber, and the igloos have no locks.
Oh, you wow the lady Eskimos, they don't wear bobby socks.
You're faithful and you're fair,
put it there.
I bet when you sing cowboy songs, you're even fool a calf.
Hit me with your biscuit hook,
come over with some skins done, put it back.
You know, I think your jokes are great.
You do?
It's just that folks don't like to laugh.
Put it there, pal.
Put it there.
Put that fish back in the bowl.
Your face should make a fortune. Just your nose should make a lot.
I like the way you wear those gaudy colored shirts you've got.
Like them?
The only time a rainbow ever covered up a pot.
We make a perfect pair.
Put it there.
My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
Companion.
Confederate.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
Or salt and tomatoes.
Boy, what a plan. Don't put it in the papers. Don't put it on the air. Don't put it in your pipe. Put it there.
Who put me up there?
Cal offered me a new job today.
Well, you should have grabbed it, Cal.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't know you felt that way.
Well, I always like to see a fella better himself. What kind of a job?
Well, you see, I picked up some groceries for Mrs. C, and I finished my shopping so fast, the grocery man realized I must know his stock pretty well, so he asked me if I'd like a job as a clerk.
Well, it's a good job. Chance to get next to a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking it over. I have some spare time, and those grocers really need all the help they can get.
You're right. The war has hit the grocery biz pretty hard. As you ladies probably know, guys who used to sell you pineapples are now throwing a different kind of pineapple at Nazi machine gun nests. Your grocer was left shorthanded just at a time when people are buying more groceries because they're working harder to turn out planes and guns and ships and tanks. So if any of you ladies can't take a war job and you have some spare time, go see your grocer. Maybe you can help him out full or part-time. He needs your help, and he'd really appreciate it if you could see your way clear to give him a hand on his busiest days. Think it over, gals. Meantime, here's what some guy in some fantastic part of the world may be thinking of you.
Seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every long summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you. That's the dream of every infantryman holding his little piece of ground, because he knows a battle line is only as strong as its weakest link. And he's not going to be that link. I say every infantryman because we've finally gotten around to recognizing and giving a little credit to the foot-slogging soldier without whom wars can't be won. Your infantryman is the first guy to set foot on a beach. He's the last guy to get leave, and the very last guy to get a string of ribbons for his tunic. Today was Infantry Day. There's no better way to observe it than by adding your best and biggest buy to the Fifth War Loan. Every bond you buy is a vote of confidence and another weapon in the hands of the men who are fighting to defend our happy future. Good night.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at this same time, and our guest will be George Murphy. Bob Hope appeared tonight through the courtesy of the Pepsodent Company. Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producer of the Technicolor musical Bathing Beauty.
Remember, in Mustard 2, you get the kind of quality for which Kraft foods are famous. First, there's that mild, creamy, smooth Kraft salad mustard with the golden color and the tangy flavor that adds zest to salad dressings, hot-cooked vegetables, cheese, and egg dishes. Second, there's that sharper, nippier Kraft mustard with horseradish added for sausage and cold meat cuts. Buy them both. They're both smacking good. Put Kraft horseradish mustard and Kraft salad mustard on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.